Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today we have Melanie Cutting in the booth with us. So she's going to have another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you very much. Always a treat. And as I mentioned before we got going, I did go to see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, there were three people in the theater.
Oh, my goodness.
At 5 o'clock for a movie which is highly unusual. And I would recommend it, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure that a whole lot of other people would. I will go to the Rotten Tomatoes system in just a moment. But in any event, the movie is called You Were Never Really Here. Mm. And it's based on a book, presumably with the same title. And it's produced and directed and written by a woman, and the unusual thing here is not that she did this, but that it's a very violent movie.
Oh, okay.
Incredibly violent film. And I tend to not think of women writers and directors and so on as the people who would go out of their way to do this kind of a movie, but she did. And it's not her first movie, but it's she's still pretty new to the to it. Anyway, just I'm not going to give away the plot, such as it is. There isn't a huge amount of plot, but the big focal point of the movie, You Were Never Really Here, is Joaquin Phoenix, who is an actor of who's been making movies mm-hmm. now for quite some time. He started off as a very young man with his brother River mm-hmm. Phoenix making movies. So he's been at it for a long time. Probably his best-known film is about Johnny Cash, A Walk the Line, I think. And he did another movie that everybody kind of liked, and it was one of his unusual movies in that the character he played was a kind of a really nice guy. Mm-hmm. And he's made a successful career out of mostly playing guys who are not very nice. But the one that everybody kind of liked where he was a nice guy was called Her. It's Her or She? I think it's Her. It's about a young man played by Joaquin Phoenix who kind of falls in love with his cell phone. And also very unusual and very interesting. And he played this very sympathetic guy. But here, he is a kind of a... Well, he is a person who hires himself out to find lost... Sorry, not lost, but missing kids.
Mm-hmm.
And his reputation is as someone who will not only find your missing child, but hurt, quote-unquote, hurt those who did this. So the movie opens, and he has just found a missing child. And then there's many flashbacks to his childhood and his earlier life. In some cases it's his childhood, in others it's just an earlier part of his life. He's a veteran, but he has so many issues. I think the impression that you get is that his father was abusive.
Okay.
And he himself, although you wouldn't call him abusive except when he encounters the people who are responsible for abducting mm-hmm. A kid, and then he becomes his righteous anger. He has his favorite tool of the trade is a hammer.
Okay.
So he goes to the hardware store, and I think he generally buys a new hammer for each job. And they're the kind of hammer that not the claw hammers, what they call ball peen. So they've basically got hammer on one side and sort of a mm-hmm. hammer-like thing on the other side. And he will, without blinking an eye, simply pound away at someone who's in his way of making the rescue. And shortly after, you see him home. He lives with his mother, a quite elderly mother, not bedridden, but almost mm-hmm. really kind of not in very good shape. And he takes very good care of her. He's a very good son. although you can see clearly that he would be happy to not have her around anymore. Mm-hmm. But clearly he is not going to pound her with a hammer to get rid of her. He loves his mom. As the movie goes on, he takes on more of these jobs, and he gets there. One particular job is the one that it just goes terribly wrong, and his whole life, such as it is, he's mm-hmm. kind of a brute. It's like what they've taken poor Joaquin and supersized him. He's just immense. He's loaded with muscles and also a lot of fat. So he's a scary guy. He's a pretty scary guy. Big beard, hardly talks at all. And he's the one that they hire to go and, you know, go rescue my daughter.
Okay.
And I think and hurt those guys while you're at it. That was the message for one of his jobs. And he said, yeah, I can do that. So.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's very interestingly filmed. It's not mm-hmm. There are a number of things that happen that you wouldn't expect to happen. There's a lot on Joaquin's shoulders. There are other supporting players in the movie, but it really is mostly him. He mm-hmm. has to kind of carry the story, and he does an extremely good job. I did look on Rotten Tomatoes when I got back, and it was well received, but not by everyone. There were many reviewers who said, "Well, you know, the director kind of didn't really know her craft before she decided to do this, and that's too bad." I'm just going to quickly. Sorry, I thought I had it on the screen. So it's called "You Were Never Really Here." And on the tomato meter, which are the critics, it was 86% certified fresh, which is good.
Oh, wow. 86?
86%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some, certainly, for example, the A Quiet Place, mm-hmm. which was another kind of somewhat spooky film. That was 95%. Black Panther, mm-hmm. 96%. This did well with the critics, less well with the audiences. And I can see why, because it's a very harrowing and powerful movie. And he is such a presence, Joaquin Phoenix, that it's kind of like if you don't much like Joaquin Phoenix, or you just say, oh, I just don't like the subject matter because it really is violent, then you're not going to like it very much. So they were, the audience, general audience, was at 69%, which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it's not bad.
If you like Joaquin Phoenix, B, if you like movies that are kind of violent, that show gritty, more than gritty reality, he's in New York, and the city sounds are so loud. And I thought, is this just the theater, or is it my ears, or what? But when he is wandering around the city, which mm-hmm. he periodically does, it is deafening. It's just the sounds of the city, and I'm sure that was done for a reason. It's a very deliberate movie. I think the woman who I will get her name in just one second. The woman who produced, directed, wrote, and so on is. Her name is Lynn Ramsey, and she's good. She is someone who knows how to keep the audience's attention, unless you're squeamish, in which case you might decide to walk out. And the genre is considered drama, mystery, and suspense, which it is, because things are happening that are not just brutal, but like, why is this happening? He's mm-hmm. he is puzzled as to what's going on. Anyway, recommended by Melanie. I think it's not clearly not for everybody, and really not for kids.
Okay, I guess not.
And it might be that it's something that more men than women would enjoy, but that's sexist. I shouldn't really say that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds quite deep, though.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I think even if you wait until it comes out on video mm-hmm. to see, I think it is worth seeing for mm-hmm. his performance and for the sort of the unusual nature of, mm-hmm. of the movie. Mm-hmm. There are some scenes that you would kind of never expect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's coming? In fact, it's there now, and it's on my agenda to see this week, is a movie called Tully. And that on Rotten Tomatoes got an 88% mm-hmm. fresh, certified fresh, which is good. And it's a movie having to do with motherhood. Tully delves into the modern parenthood experience with an admirably deft blend of humor and raw honesty, brought to life by an outstanding performance by Charlize Theron, who is really good. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet, but everything I've ever seen her in, she is extremely good. She's the mother who has just recently had a child, but she has, it looks like, two others at home, and seems to be going more than slightly around the bend. And her supporting, well, I guess there's more than one, but certainly one supporting player is who plays Tully, mm-hmm. is a young actress named Mackenzie Davis, who was on a TV series for several years. It just ended, having to do with a startup, a tech startup. And the name has escaped me, but it'll come to me in a second. And she was good in her mm-hmm. TV series, and I suspect she's good in this. She's done a few other things. She's kind of an up-and-coming young actress. So she plays Tully. Mm-hmm. Charlize Theron plays her, mm-hmm. the woman that she ends up coming to work with. I will see it on Thursday, and I'll talk about it on Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that's kind of in the cards to go and see that. But to get back to the actual local movie theater, what's happening? Yeah, Tully is there now in French and English. Mm-hmm. The other movies that are in English currently, although you wouldn't know it from the website, but Isle of Dogs is English. Again, highly recommended, Isle of Dogs. Don't be deterred where it says French, because in reality the movie is in English with French subtitles, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason that's not clear from the website. And it's good, really something else to see. Mm-hmm. Again, highly recommended. Avengers is still there and probably will be there for a while, I think, because it's breaking all kinds of box office records. So if you can't see it this week, the chances are pretty good that it will still be there next week, both in French and English, at reasonable times. And there's something else playing. No, but there will be, starting on Friday. There's movies that are coming to the theater this Friday in English. One is called May 11th is Friday, I believe. It's the latest Melissa McCarthy movie. And I suspect most English viewers know who Melissa McCarthy is at this point. You look at me, you look puzzled. Maybe you don't.
I'm not into the movies probably as much as you are.
Anyway, Melissa McCarthy is very funny. Mm-hmm. And she's become a very successful comic actress.
Okay.
And she's in a movie called Life of the Party. And it's considered one of the really funny movies of the year, where she goes back to school. She's married, has a daughter who's, I believe, going to college, and the mom ends up going back to the same school where her daughter is. So they're classmates and mm-hmm. roommates and who knows what. That is very likely to be extremely funny. Mm-hmm. Everything I've ever seen her do, she's fearless. She will do anything, say anything. Very funny lady. The next Well, there's another movie coming, but at the moment it looks like it's only in French, even though it's an English movie. Payback is a Mother. Probably not one I would see in any event. Following week, I won't talk much about, but there will be another movie that I'm looking forward to called The Book Club.
Oh, that suits you.
That suits me. Yeah, The Book Club, and it has people I really like in the lead roles. Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candice mm-hmm. Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen. And mm-hmm. they're all wonderful actresses. And they play women of a certain age mm-hmm. who start reading some fairly filthy books.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks good. That's not coming this week. It's the week after. And there's another one coming the week after, except I can't actually see what the title is. And at some point, very soon, we're getting Deadpool 2, which I'm really looking forward to, mm-hmm. because Deadpool is one of those Marvel comic book guys that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second edition of Deadpool, I'm sure, is going to be a movie that I enjoy. So, coming next week, we have Melissa McCarthy in Life of the Party, and that's it. But the week after that, there will be The Book Club and another movie, which, again, I can't... Oh, sorry, Deadpool 2 is coming mm-hmm. the week after. So, the May 18th, there's two very different but good English-language films coming to our local theater.
Good. Sounds like something to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. And I just to mention once again about, well, two things. One...
Mm-hmm.
buy your movie passes, 8 for $56.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot beat that deal. And you'll never regret it, even if you have to give them away as gifts. They're wonderful gifts. But if you don't want to give them as gifts, then take yourself to the movies a whole lot. And the other thing is about the website, which there's a glitch, and I haven't told them about this, so they don't seem to know, but there is a problem with the website where when you first open it and you look under on the movies and showtimes mm-hmm. screen for the current date, it only gives you a handful of movies. There are typically 16 movies playing
mm-hmm.
because there are 16 theaters, and for whatever reason, it's a problem. They have only a handful of movies. So don't be discouraged and think, oh, there's just a handful of movies and none of them are ones that I'd like to see. You have to go to the next date, in other words, tomorrow, Tuesday, click on that date, the screen changes, and voila, all the movies are there.
Okay, that's
so
important to know.
Who knows why?
Mm-hmm.
But I will I will mention it to them and see if A, they're aware, and B, if they have a way of fixing that, mm-hmm. because it is a little bothersome. And finally, what I always say is, if there are some movies or a movie playing that you want to see, don't put it off for very long, because the movies change regularly. The times change quite frequently. So if you're like me and a 10 o'clock movie doesn't interest you, then you want to choose a movie time that works for you. But if you wait too long, you might discover that suddenly the only time for that movie is 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that will change somewhat unexpectedly, but often, is the language in which the movies are available. It's available in English now. It will not always stay available in English, because they probably have more moviegoers who are French-speaking, and so they start off with the movies in perhaps French and English. Within usually 2 weeks, the English version has disappeared and the French version remains. So word to the wise, go quickly to see a movie that you would like to see, on the grounds that it may not be there for very long, either gone, change of language, or times that are not very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I was talking about earlier, You Were Never Really Here, I would suspect it's not going to hang around very long. It will be there this week, for sure. I'm not even sure it'll make it into the next week because, as I said, there were only three of us in the theater. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that it won't stay. But it is worth seeing. So if you are kind of a film buff and you like unusual movies and you're not frightened off by a bit of brutality, then this is one that you should catch this week if you can. And the other one that I should mention again is one that is Isle of Dogs, which I saw 2 weeks ago. It indicates that it's only in French. It's an error. It's not only in French. It is, in fact, in English with subtitles in French.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be deterred by the fact that it seems as if it's only in French. It's not. It's in English with French subtitles, and it is very, very worth seeing.
Good. Good to know.
Okay. That's it for this week.
Okay. Well, we thank you, and definitely everybody should get out and go to the movies.